Hey guys, welcome to Debunked, our podcast where we discuss quite literally everything about anything. My name is Soman, and I'll be your host today along with...
Rohit.
Kailash.
And without further ado, let's begin. Okay, so I know we've been on a long sabbatical for the past like month or so, but we're finally back, and unfortunately, we're gonna be discussing something that is again a consequence of geopolitical problems going within the United States and across the world. So we're here to talk about Asian hate today, and of course, this topic has resurfaced after a lot of shootings that have taken place in recent time, the most notable of which being the 2021 Atlanta spa shootings, which took place on March 16th, I believe, where basically a shooter ended up killing 8 people, and 6 of whom were just Asian women, in Atlanta, Georgia. And the buzz surrounding that and a lot of other recent events that took place. I think there was like some sort of car robbery today wherein a Pakistani man got like killed or something. It's weird, but and unfortunate, but like it is something we have to talk about. So yeah, let's just get started. For those, so you guys, if you guys could fill in some more detail in case I missed some of the other notable events that took place, so or if you want to give your thoughts
about
on it,
the Atlanta spa shooting, right? So the shooter made a claim that it wasn't racially charged and that it was sexually charged. And he said that he had like a sex addiction or something like that. But that makes absolutely no sense. Because he shot up a spa, he killed the victim, he just shot them, that's it. So that excuse really makes no sense at all. And what really angers me is the way that like the officers tried to humanize the shooter. Like the officer, I'm pretty sure you all heard this, it's a bad day quote. Like what? Actually what? How do you say that the shooter had a bad day? The victims had the bad day, not the shooter. That makes absolutely no sense. And then, yeah.
And the family of the victims, it's not only a one bad day, it's like a series of bad
like,
days
what
that
the
come
hell?
After.
Cops, like, they're already in a hot spot right now with, like, all the recent protests and stuff. Floyd earlier. And now this, like, this is so dumb. Like, how are people like that allowed to be put in charge?
Yeah, I mean, again, this might call into question, the qualifications of police officers, but I don't think we are really going to delve into that. I think we've delved into that with, like, the Black Lives Matter protests, which was literally a year ago. I mean, it's nuts to think that, they're still blatantly able to make such careless statements and, get away with it in some sense. But yeah, obviously, also, guys, what do you think is like the main reason why there has been a surfacing in, all of these Asian hate crimes? Because whether people admit it or not, a lot of these crimes are Asian hate crimes. Some of the events, some of the more obscure events may have, some less, obvious circumstances surrounding what actually happened, but like, the more obvious ones, like the Atlanta spa shootings, where you can clearly see the majority of the people who were affected were Asian. You can see that these are racially charged. What do you think prompted that? Is it the coronavirus? Is it just, people feel bad about Asians all of a sudden?
I think definitely a lot of Asian hate did resurge from the coronavirus, especially because when Trump was president, He blamed China for it a lot, and he called it the Chinese virus and everything. Like, I personally, like, I know people that are, like, that also refer to it as the Chinese virus. So, like, yeah, definitely. That, and Kailash was saying something. You can continue, sorry.
It's alright. I think it's a mix of that and like jumpsing, you know, kung fu and stuff. But it's also that and a mix of the antagonization of China, you know, just kind of what you saw with like during the Cold War, when Soviet people as a whole were kind of stigmatized. And back then there weren't as many hate crimes, but now, like, with this sort of prejudice that we've seen rise in this country over the past, you know, decade or so, especially against immigrant groups, all of those things combined play into this crisis.
Yeah, and I like how you mentioned, you know, recent, you know, resurfacing of hate against China, very Cold War-esque. You can see a more blatant example of that in President Biden's press conference, actually. His recent press conference, actually, I think it was his first press conference as president. So it was a little bit controversial. Again, he ended up talking about his policies on immigration. He talked about the filibuster, but again, China came into conversation. And about that, I believe he said that we aren't going to let China become the most powerful country in the world. Or, and he, you know, insinuated the idea that it is China's goal to become the most powerful country in the world, and that for some reason US has a moral obligation to kind of stop that, which is, I mean, on one hand I can see where he's coming from, but on the other hand I feel like the way he phrased it or the way he worded everything might have potentially incited some people to, you know, act out against Asians in general. Because you know how it is in America, right? When you look similar, it doesn't matter where you actually come from. They just group you in one bunch. So Asians as a whole are blamed for things that China may do, you know? So people from Korea might get looped in or stuff like that. And then again, you can't do guilty by association. That's one of the more unjust things that we as humans tend to do. So, you know, what China or the Chinese government may be doing, you can't take out on Chinese citizens or Chinese Americans in the US. And not only the Chinese Americans or the Chinese immigrants, but, you know, you can't take it out against anybody, period. You don't, it's kind of like acting out on something that doesn't have any logical.
Yeah, I 100% agree with you. And yeah, that definitely is probably a significant factor as well. The fact that, you know, China is it's a pretty disliked country because of its leadership and its very extreme censorship, which kind of goes against, you know, American values of freedom and everything. But what, you know, a lot of people that would like act against American Asians because of that don't understand that, like, maybe that's why those Asians moved to America. Maybe they wanted to escape that oppressive government, and maybe they wanted to, you know, find American freedom as well. And but instead they come here and they just see different problems.
You know, it's funny, this kind of prompts me to think about like a more slightly philosophical thought, where do we as humans tend to lack empathy in times of crisis and instead look for targets?
Everybody needs something to unite against, right?
But why against? Just why not just
because
simply unite?
The thing is,
it,
some
know?
People are selfish, right? Like, in a time of crisis, they don't think to band together. Most of the time, they just want to do what's good for them so they could, you know, survive another day. At the end of it, that's what it's all about, right? And if they can find someone to blame for, you know, perhaps the suffering in their life, then that just makes them feel better about themselves.
Yeah, and I feel like this is very, again, Cold War reminiscent, where you can see the pattern in both things, right? First, in the mid 1900s, you know, Russia or the USSR got demonized, and the Red Scare kind of resurfaced, and then you saw even things go as far as McCarthyism, where the government entertained such things for a period of time. And now you can see it again with China, where, you know, hate against China has come from both sides, where you both sides of the government, where you don't only blame the left or the right. Because, like, if you think about it, over the past year, we've been mad about the Uyghur Muslims. We've been mad about China's policies. We've been mad about a lot of stuff that has China tied to it. And now we're just seeing people act out on it. The more easily influenced or the more radical minded people act out on it. And in times like this, we see, you know, the hate resurface and we wonder why, but really it's something of our own doing.
And I also think it's very much location based as well. Like, here it still happens. Like, hate crimes still happen where we live, but like, people aren't really gonna get away with it. Like, I remember, I don't remember when exactly, but like a while ago, I think a woman was attacked at, I'm not going to say what road, but you guys probably know what I'm talking about. Some Asian woman was attacked by, I think it was like American boys. I don't remember exactly, but I think it was like a group. And that still happens here, but here people aren't going to get away with it. But in other places, depending on, like, you know, the societal configuration, where it's more acceptable to, like, question people just because of their race. Like, for example, the Atlanta shooting was in Georgia. Funny enough, I got held up at an airport in Georgia because they were questioning whether my iPad was a bomb. Like, what?
I think that may have had something to do with your career.
But also racial profiling, come on. Like, if he was a white guy with like a blonde, I don't know, if he was blonde, you know, like, he would have probably not had been held up like that. Anyway, I mean, yeah, I get what you mean. And I think this also like relates back to the idea that we are more empathetic towards people we're familiar with. So in places where you don't see as many Asian people, you know, it's when you do end up seeing them, it's kind of more like you don't know anything about their culture, or you have very less things to empathize with them on, versus like in towns where we live, which are pretty much Asian hubs within the US. The majority of the population over in our towns are Asian people, so you know, you kind of do get accustomed to the culture. And you are able to empathize with people.
Yeah, that's actually a big part of human nature, the fear of the unknown. But the problem here is that they're identifying other races as unknown just because their skin color is different or they look slightly different. But I mean, they're all humans, right? They all have two legs or two arms, unless like they're like,
yeah,
like unless they lost the leg.
See, the people who tend to differentiate,
you get the point.
People who tend to differentiate between humans because of skin color don't get what one species means. Like, by definition, a species is basically a population of organisms that are able to interbreed with each other without creating, you know, hybrids. And they're able to create fertile offspring. This, like, humans can do that. It doesn't matter where you come from, what you look like. We're still one
like
species.
If you compare our DNA, it's probably like 99% identical.
No, I think it's like 99 in the decimals. Maybe we might find some differences because of melanin. You know, why is melanin supposed to be such a big factor when 99.99% of our DNA is the same? Like, it doesn't make sense. So, I mean, hate crime is, again, though, that's not really scientifically based. I doubt you'll find a shooter who's versed in the sciences or knows anything about how biology works or what one species means. They just tend to differentiate a lot more based on what they see rather than what they know. So, you guys have seen like some companies, again, they're doing what they did with the Black Lives Matter protests, where they said, oh, we support, you know, back then they said we support black businesses and whatnot. You can see Instagram and a lot of other social media platforms doing it. Do you think they're doing enough? Again, like last time, I think we said obviously they didn't. They just did that to be more appealing or whatnot. But like, do you think they could take some more some steps yeah, further. Yeah,
they could definitely take some step further, because what companies do, and like, I get it, managing their resources, being stingy because they want to profit, but they do it for a very limited time. You know, they'll only help out now when, you know, when people are like enraged, and then after that, they're just going to forget all about it.
Yeah. Anyway, Carlos, do you have any other thoughts on the matter?
All I can say is, like, the U.S. is going to fall into the same trap that happened during the Cold War, right? You don't antagonize people because of what a government does. Just because their government does something bad doesn't mean they're also bad people that need to be excluded from society. Because if that's the ideology you wish to espouse, then that makes you, in a way, no different from the person you, or rather the government you seek to be against, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that definitely makes sense, actually. I quite agree with it. Yeah, but I don't know where to go on from here in terms of discussion, like, because I myself don't know if I can come up with a solution or even the start of one for a problem such as this. You know, we tried to brainstorm or like come up with some things we could do to make things better, you know, like obviously, but it all starts from basically all you can do for this is try and erase hate for anybody in your mind. Like, try not to be prejudiced is all I can say. Like, and if you see some of the close ones around you, you know, possibly having some bias reserved for people who don't look like you, try and, you know, help them snap out of it, because this is really a disease that kills society.
Yeah, I think or at least I hope that over time this will become less and less prominent as an issue, because it seems like just over time, like, the majority tends to like lean more and more progressive. So yeah, hopefully, like, as the generations pass down, like, eventually this isn't really a problem anymore.
Yeah, but again, I mean, I'm typically someone who doesn't tend to have hope for such kind of things unless I see action being done against it. And the type of action I'm seeing today is simply either A, not enough, or B, ineffective. So, you know, I'm not just going to keep blind faith in people and hope that this thing gets solved in the future. I hope people take active action against such things, try and raise awareness for this type of thing. And, you know, for parents out there who might be listening to this, even though there's a very low amount of people who do listen to this, but for parents out there who might actually end up listening to this, try and raise your kids right. Try and raise them so that they love everybody regardless of how they look. Especially if you're here in America, you know, this is supposed to be the melting pot of cultures where people from everybody in the world come to, you know, live out the American dream. But clearly that isn't happening as of, well, since America has come into existence, it hasn't happened for anybody who isn't white. So, yeah, please just try and raise your kids right. But other than that, I think we can end it off on that.
There's a really quick word from our sponsors.
So stay tuned for our next episode, where we will discuss something new and break down everything for you. It would be appreciated if you guys could drop us a like and write us a review on your preferred platforms. Go check out our website for more information and check us out on Instagram. Share our podcast with your friends if you liked it. We're really grateful for those of you who've been tuned in so far, and we hope you guys can grow along with us on this journey wherever it takes us. And hit that outro!